work. Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Your mouth. And somehow Moses convinced him, and so he said, all right, I'm going to send Aaron. He'll be your mouthpiece. You'll be a God unto him, but he'll be your spokesman. But Moses had a tremendous assignment. In verse 12 of Exodus 33, it says, and Moses said unto the Lord, see thou sayest unto me, bring up this people, and you have not let me know whom you will send with me. That's a good question. Moses is wondering, Lord, you told me to bring this people out, but who are you going to send with me? Now, we're not talking about Aaron here, or Miriam, or the other leaders. Look what God tells him. He says, Moses goes on to say, yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight. Now, therefore, I pray thee, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you, that I may find grace in your sight, and consider that this nation is your people. And he said, my presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. Moses responded and said, if your presence does not go with me, carry us not up hence. Now, I want to emphasize something here. The first thing that God gave to man was presence. Amen. This is what we must go back to. Many have worked out their life as it pertains to their gifting, or even as it pertains to principle. And we operate by principles, but to operate by principle means to take a great deal from the relationship that we're to have with God. Because again, the anointing is a person. Amen. Well, what if your wife or your husband only treated you like a client of theirs, or like a neighbor? You know, no affection, no kindness, just or even treated you like a stranger. You know, just acted like they didn't know you or cared much for you. Well, how about the Holy Spirit? I'm gonna stop calling him the Holy Spirit and call him Holy Spirit. He's a person. And if we just relegate to him a formula, principles, how do you think that makes him feel? I sense a tremendous upgrading in people's lives, because they're going to learn this person and understand that he wants to go wherever you go and get involved, whatever you're involved in, and take it to another level and manifest kingdom there. But we often have tried to work it off of just principle, doing the right thing, which is commendable. But there's so much more. Amen. So much more. He wants to make himself so much more known to you. Amen? Okay, so the Holy Spirit, wherever you find yourself, maybe not having enough money, maybe, you know, there's a whole slew of things we could name, but you find yourself there. It's not through just praying, and it's not through just reading your word or fasting. It's by bringing or welcoming his presence. How many understand?
Amen.
You see, the presence is in you, and God has already blessed you. But how much of that presence has come out of you into your environment? The first thing that happened with Adam when he denied God is they were pushed out of his presence. He chased, I won't say chased him, but he drove them out of the garden. Now they had to fend on their own. And see, this is how people have been doing church. And the God that you say you serve has not lived up to his billing. Let me say it that way. Or as it pertains to your life. Because you've not allowed him to. Because you've kept him in a formula. You've kept him in your gift. You know, you've kept him in certain limitations. When all really that's necessary is his presence. You see, Jesus was one that the only time that God turned away from him was on the cross. Where he said, Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? And the reason being is because he had become sin. Other than that, Jesus was always, he could say, I thank you, Father, that you always hear me. Why is that? He always was in his presence. Somebody say, due north. Wherever you are, stop being afraid of success. Now, a lot of people may not want to admit that, but some are afraid to prosper. Afraid that they're going to fall. Well, whatever you prosper in that you're afraid of falling in, just bring it to me and I'll hold on to it for you. Well, you got to get rid of all these phobias, all these lies, all these superstitions. The black cats. The cracks in the street. You walked under a ladder. The broken mirror. Come on, rid yourself of this foolishness. All these old wives' fables that you was brought up in. And don't want a bird to get a piece of your hair. Or whatever it is about the hair. You know, it's all kind of stuff that people hold dear. My grandmama told me, well, your grandmama didn't know. His presence is due north. His presence, you will always find your way out. There's an answer in his presence. There's a way in his presence. You might not see it. All you got to do is find due north. Get that compass out and find out which way is north and point that direction. And God will show you the way out. Because, well, why can we say that? Because he's already blessed us. It's your lack of faith and trust that got you into that anyway. It's your operating outside of the presence, hello, that got you in that mess. Tell somebody right now, own up to it. Don't pass the buck. Don't blame it on somebody else. It's your own inhibitions, your own phobias, your own fears that have brought you into the life that you now live. But tell somebody there's something beyond this. My time has come. My kairos is here. I'm breaking out. I'm breaking through. I'm rising up. I'm gonna upgrade everything. See, we can't keep God in the service. So when we turn the lights, I would say, Lord, I'll see you Wednesday night. Lord willing. Lights out, we taking him with us. Not just internally, but externally. The anointing should be able to rest upon you. But it costs. Now we're talking. See, if it were cheap, everybody buy one. Give me some more that anointing. What? Okay, five? Okay. Tell somebody, but it ain't cheap. It cost you. Come on, say it. It cost you your life. It cost you trusting God. It'll cost you to trust God. We look at that. But see, I can feel people right now that their mind is so wound up with the cares of life and the struggles of life that they always try to understand and then they have peace. No. It's in faith. As a matter of fact, your joy level has been on a scale of 1 to 10, your joy level has been half. Simply because you don't believe. Amen. We have joy in believing. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. Your joy comes out of your believing. Amen. You always have something in your life that you are believing God for. Amen. That's why you're sad. That's why oppression gets on you. That's why, you know, your head gets in the way. You got to break out and start believing God. When you believe, guess what? In your believing, there's a fullness of joy. Amen. And in your believing, understanding starts to follow. God starts to show you things, give you strategies. If anyone come to God, he must what? No. Y'all missing. Y'all read y'all Bible. He must what? First believe. Not wait to see something. Not say, Lord, I understand. Now I believe. No. He must first believe. I'm telling you, in the year to come, even before this year is out, God going to speak things to you. Amen. They're not going to make sense. Amen. They're going to be off the charts. Amen. Tell somebody, first believe. I don't care if you don't have change in your pocket. Amen. Tell somebody, first believe. And then thank God. Amen. First believe. That's what God wants. First believe. If you want his presence, you have first believe. You can't walk just in facts. Amen. You can't walk just in facts and in what is, what you can touch and feel. No, we walk by faith. Amen.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.